From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Can you successfully grow grapes to sell to wineries in a backyard plot of land? It depends on your motivation and dedication. More after this.
Come play in San Luis Obispo County. Midway between L.A. and San Francisco lies the central coast of San Luis Obispo County. Its wine country, breathtaking coastline, and Hearst Castle have enthralled countless visitors. It's where you'll experience California lifestyle pleasures like wine tasting, kayaking, cycling, hiking, or simply relaxing while you take in the sweeping views. Your playtime is precious. Plan it now at visitsanluisobispocounty.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Can you be successful growing grapes for winemaking in your backyard? That may depend on just how large your backyard is and your tolerance for exterior factors, like nearby forest creatures eating up the profits. But it's a labor of love that worked out for a retired North Carolina couple. Running a restaurant in the 1980s gave 78-year-old Herbert Boeck and his wife Maria an appreciation for wine. So one day while walking in their Laurel Park neighborhood, they took down the sign on a 4.5-acre apple orchard and decided to grow roots of another kind. After clearing the orchard and planting rootstock from New York, the Boeck's Arrowhead Vineyard has been selling its Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Cabernet Franc since 2001 to wineries as far away as 200 miles. The couple, originally from Austria, are lucky to count nearby Biltmore Winery as their best customer, where they can deliver their grapes in the afternoon after they've been picked. And that's an important consideration for wineries. But before you pick up a shovel, you might want to mull over the rigors of farming with a nice glass of wine. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.